Hello and welcome, everybody. It's 2:30 p.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. This is Press TV's Top 5 with me, Badia Honador. The Iranian foreign minister says that Israel, as the only possessor of nuclear weapons in the region, is in no position to level nuclear accusations at Tehran. Mohammad Javad Zarif has made the comment in reaction to the Israeli minister's speech at the UN General Assembly. Zarif noted that Iran's nuclear program has repeatedly been declared peaceful by the International Atomic Energy Agency. He said that Benjamin Netanyahu's speech is only aimed at deflecting attention from the fact that the Israeli regime is, quote, the biggest threat to the Middle East. An Iranian representative to the UN also reacted to Netanyahu's speech by reading a statement.
The Iranian regime has long history in following. This regime should stop its destabilizing conduct and frequent encouragements against the countries of the region, and its regular violation of Syrian and Lebanese airspace, and put an end to its airstrike against various targets in Syria.
Mamdouhi said the Israeli regime continues to be the top spoiler of peace and stability in the Middle East. The statement called Israel a, quote, regressive and undemocratic regime led by a corrupt leader who pretends to be progressive and democratic. It also said the Israeli MP's ethno-religious fantasies are indeed very close to other extremists, namely Daesh. The statement accused Israel of holding the record for ignoring UN Security Council resolutions describing the regime as the symbol of an international outlaw. Iran's reactions came after the Israeli Prime Minister once again repeated his allegations that Iran is working to develop nuclear weapons at, quote, secret sites. Political analyst Paolo Raffone joins us now from Brussels with more on that story. Mr. Raffone, welcome to the program. First of all, what do you make of the recent comments made by the Iranian foreign minister in response to the Israeli accusations about Iran?
The Iranian foreign minister comments are absolutely right. I mean, the only nuclear power known as such is Israel in the Middle East. And therefore, it's quite strange that these accusations are coming from Israel itself. We have to understand, however, that the General Assembly of the United Nations, in spite of being a world forum for its own intrinsic nature, in fact is a place where the national leaders, they speak to their own internal domestic audiences. Therefore, they go there to show to their domestic audiences that they have made a point. And this is what Netanyahu probably wanted to achieve. Therefore, it was very correct to denounce the fact that Israel, being in the position it is with its nuclear weapons, cannot just go around threatening retaliations to not demonstrated possession of nuclear weapons by other states. So much so that in the case of Iran, the international inspectors have demonstrated over the time and many times that the Iranian nuclear program is peaceful and civilian and is also respecting the international agreement. So this is a typical situation of the General Assembly where the national leaders speak more to their domestic audiences than to the rest of the world.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Paolo Raffone, joining us from Brussels.